welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey everybody, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. On this episode of the podcast slash vlog, I'm teaming up again with my friend Grant Wilbanks from Arkansas Off-Road. But we're going to be talking about our favorite off-roading, overlanding, adventure-focused YouTube channels. So we're going to kind of talk through, you know, what Grant's are, what mine are, and hopefully raise some questions for you guys and maybe get some feedback from you guys as well. Again, I think this is going to be a heated topic. I am assuming that you guys are going to disagree with some of our choices. So post up in the comments and let us know what you thought. Let us know if you think we missed the mark. Let us know if you guys have some favorite channels that we didn't mention. Because again, we limited it to five apiece. So there's bajillions of YouTube channels out there. So we couldn't hit all of them, right? We had to limit it somewhat. But you guys don't have a limit. So post up down in the comments. Let me know what your favorite channels are. Post links to them. And I'd love to talk to you guys about it. So let's dive into it. Here we go. All right, guys, so we're going to start with the weekly catch-up. Grant, what have you been doing? What happened last week? Mods, trips, anything cool?
Yeah, so on the last episode, I mentioned that I was selling the Jeep. I was doing a lot of maintenance, getting it ready, putting it on the market. And this week, actually have a buyer lined up all the way from Colorado. So he's going to make his trip out here pretty soon. I'm going to say bye to it, and it's going to be really, really bittersweet. But I'm looking forward to the future and, you know, new opportunities and things like that. So it's going to be a very weird week for me emotionally, I would say.
Yeah, that's sad. Yeah. I feel for you, man.
Yeah, a lot of hard work and money and a lot of tears and blood.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Well, that's sad, but it's exciting. I can't wait to see what comes next. I know that whatever's next is going to be epic. So,
yeah, thanks, man. Cool. I'm excited. What about for you? What have you done this week?
So last weekend I went to my old stomping grounds, Hoosier National Forest, literally the only place in Indiana, pretty much, where you can actually like kind of do overlanding. And actually, it's kind of funny. So, you know, for those of you that don't know, I have an Xterra, a little bit of lift, and some 33-inch MTs on it and stuff, so it's fairly capable. But I went to Hoosier National Forest, which I have probably 20 spots marked in there, and it was the weekend after Memorial Day, so, like, I was like, oh, yeah, there'll be spots open. And I went to my first choice and my second choice and my third choice, and then I was just sort of like, anything that I see that's open, I'm going to take. And I went past probably another 8 or 10 spots, and they were all literally full of people. Like, people in minivans and stuff. Like, not stuff that you would expect, just people everywhere. And so I'm like, crap. And this friend that I had coming down, he actually has, like, a fairly new Infiniti QX80. So the big, giant, full-size 8-seater SUV with 20-inch wheels on it with, like, street tires. So I had told him, like, we're going to get, like, a tame place that's easy to get into. And so I went past like the first 15 spots and I'm like, crap, I'm going to have to call this dude. It's 2 hours away from our house. So I was like, I'm going to have to call him and tell him to turn around and go home. Like, I wasted half of his Saturday. And finally I found this spot, but it was like foot deep, muddy ruts to get back to it. And when I got back to it, it was beautiful. Like, no one else had been back there in a long time. There was a little fire pit. But like, obviously people had tried and like got stuck and not gotten up in there in their minivans or Honda Pilots or whatever they're driving. Mm-hmm. And so I get back there and I'm like, I get just enough service to text my buddy. I'm like, hey, so your truck's probably going to get dirty. And he's like, okay, no problem. But so then he shows up and he threw mud all over the sides of this. It's black too. Black Infiniti QX8. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen, just throwing mud up all over everything. But we ended up getting in there. It was a great time. He brought his kid. I brought my kids. We set up like a zip line, you know, so he brought this zip line kit with like pulleys and like a handle and stuff. It was cool, but we couldn't get enough tension. So we actually hooked it up. We put my winch around a tree to another tree and then tied it to the rope and then used the winch to pull it tight. And then we let the kids zip line down that and we had a lot of fun. And so it was fun. We all got ticks. So, you know, pretty normal Indiana camping weekend.
Yeah.
But it was good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right, guys, so on to the news section. You know, just this is generally things like manufacturer news, trail news, anything like that, right? So we just want to touch on things that are in the news, things that we're thinking about, even channel updates, like for our own channels. So Grant, what do you got for news this week?
Yeah, so a couple updates I've been really playing around with on the channel. So I'm looking heavily into merch. Hopefully by the time this episode airs, I'll have some merch for you guys.
But, patches?
Yeah. So looking into patches and hats, something that I can manage the inventory a little bit better, you know, shirts and when you get sizes and designs, it kind of just, it's a little bit tough, but not saying I won't have that in the future, but going to start out with, you know, some patches and some hats and do some more, I'm going to do some side decals too for the door. Been people wanting to do that. I know you got some on yours, Fletch.
I copied you directly. Yes.
Oh, it looks great, man. It's free advertisement too.
Yeah, there you go.
But so yeah, decals, some more like smaller stickers. So I've been selling, you know, a couple different designs of my smaller stickers. So gonna refresh those up a bit. So yeah, overarching update would be merch. And then another one I'm trying to toy with maybe this fall is having people kind of sign up and go on adventures with me through the...
Can I sign up?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Please come. So I'd like to kind of guide some people in there and, you know, have a fun way to interact with some of the audience. And, you know, I think that'd be really cool to take the channel real, right? Like take it out.
That's awesome.
Make some cool videos with some.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be cool. So what about you? Got some updates for us?
Yeah. Mine's channel related stuff, but so, I am looking, and I've mentioned this a couple times, but I'm looking for anybody. So any of you guys or girls out there that have cool, unique rigs, if you want them featured, you know, in exchange, I'm happy to like throw up all your channels, your Instagrams, your YouTubes, that sort of stuff. But you know, that's half the point of the channel, right? It's not all about me. It's not all about my Xterra. Like I know a ton of you guys have some sweet stuff. You know, there's a gentleman that I won't mention his name for privacy's sake, but he's in Sweden. And he had a Volvo and then it got wrecked and now he's got a Pajero, I think. So like there's some cool stuff all over the world that you guys have. So like if you want to shoot a video, you know, a few minutes of walking around your vehicle and talking about your rigs, or if we want to do it as a Zoom sort of call and we just chat about it and we pull it up that way, however you want to do it, just hit me up. Send me an email at allthingsoverlanding@gmail.com or hit me up via DM anywhere that I'm at, because I'd love to talk to you. So that's about it.
Cool. Appreciate that, man. So today on this episode, we're going to talk all about our favorite overland and off-road channels. So stuff that, you know, Fletch and I are both YouTube content creators. And so, you know, we like to add fuel to our fire, right? We like to get inspiration from channels, and we like, you know, we geek out about this stuff just like you guys do. And so we put together kind of a top five list for each of us of our favorite channels. And yeah, I'm really excited to get this thing going. So
yeah.
Fletch, you want to start us off, man?
Sure. Yeah. And I will say mine are in no particular order. So if you're not mentioned in this list too, like, I'm sorry. We had to get it down to five or we would be here all night. So kind of wanted to just restrict it. But so I tried to think of ones that were really unique or ones that I'd kind of talked to the people that are on the channel and gotten to know them a little bit. So like the first one that I had listed was Revere Overland, guys out of Kentucky. Super cool channel, but like a super down to earth. The thing that I like about that channel is he's super down to earth, right? Like he's makes me think of a guy like me, like just a guy that just happens to like overlanding and like talks about gear and talks about mods and talks about trips. And he does a lot of the same sort of content that I do that's around the, like, why overlanding? How do you overland? How do you get into it? How do you navigate? What are resources for overlanding? That kind of stuff. So like, definitely if you're new to overlanding, if you know of me and you're watching my channel, thank you and keep doing it. But definitely go check out Revere Overland too, because that dude has some great introductory content specifically. So I love that channel. I just think it's a lot of fun. And he has great B-roll too. He amazes me with how much footage he takes. So that's mine. Well, my first one. What do you think? What's yours?
Sweet. Yeah, so mine, I actually think mine are in order. And I want to start off by saying that this was kind of difficult just to pick five.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of great channels out there. So I'll start off with my absolute favorite channel, and that is Four Wheel Drive Action. So they actually just changed their name to Four Wheel Drive 24/7, which is kind of more of a mouthful. I think they did that about a week ago from the time we're recording this. So yeah, new name change, but their content, you know, is obviously all the same. So cool thing with them, I think they have around 400,000 to 500,000 subscribers. It's the biggest overland or off-road channel that I can find in Australia. So this is, you know, completely different kind of wheeling and mentality and even vehicle builds than we have in the US, which is something I found extremely fascinating, seeing all those rigs and how they've done theirs. And So the coolest thing about this channel, well, there's several cool things. So the thing that is kind of their bread and butter is trip videos. Some of these videos are an hour long, you know, maybe an hour long. And, you know, I actually kind of recently got into them, but, you know, I watched one of the hour ones and I was like 10 minutes in, I was like, this is pretty cool. And the next thing I knew, I was like, you know, 50 minutes in, I was like, God, this is sweet. So, you know, they do these incredible like outback expeditions in Australia. And what I like about them specifically is they're hilarious. First of all, like they are just total characters. They do the gnarliest, they call them tracks out there instead of trails.
Yeah.
They do these crazy tracks. They do water crossings that are like literally just comical how deep. Like you can't, it's over their windshield. Like it's just, so I like to watch, you know, some of their episodes before I go on my own trips. So in the trip videos, they also, you know, have great footage and stuff. And, but they also do cooking, which I think is really cool. They have some really cool, like easy recipes and things that they kind of like, you know, do on the fly. And it's, again, it's very entertaining and funny. So they have that aspect to it as well. And it's really like a TV show. You can really invest in it.
Yeah. Have you seen the one where they took the, I think it's a little Tacoma with like a ton of lift and giant tires through like the monsoon?
I don't know.
I'll have to find it and send it to you. It was like, they got, one of their rigs got stuck and they left it. And then they all like climbed on like the doors and stuff of this Tacoma. And they're literally like, we have to make it to our friend's house or we die. And they come to this last water crossing and their friend is across and his house is like up on this mountain. And they like, what you said, they went down, it's like up on their windshield. And I'm like, oh my God, like, are they going to make it? And of course they do, but oh, they're so good.
Yeah.
They're so, you're right. They're good.
It's so cool. They got a full camera crew, you know, and it's very professional, but they're so relatable because they're so laid back. And that's what I love. Like a lot of channels are very professional and, you know, they should be, right? But they act professional too.
It's
kind of nice for like people to screw around and, you know, act that way. But yeah, that's by far my favorite channel. So
nice.
Like all it. Right, next for you.
Next for me. So this one, I've actually met these guys once and I talk to them online all the time. But so it's a husband and wife duo. Their channel's called Wander. So not Wonder. Wander, W-A-N-D-E-R, Lost Overland. We'll put links in the description to all these channels that we're talking about. But it's a husband and wife, and they are hysterical. They're very down to earth because they're just like, they're like my parents. Like, that's what they remind me of, but cooler, right? Like, they do cool stuff. They build their own mods. Like, the guy, Mark, is, like, super talented at woodworking and just building stuff in general. So, like, I actually watched a bunch of their videos. They have a couple on like drawer builds before I built mine, just to kind of like get like parts and like the different things that they use to like accomplish different goals to then adapt to my setup. But they're more Toyota folks. They have a 4Runner, they have an FJ Cruiser. But regardless, right? Like, even though I have an Xterra, they have a ton of great general content. They recently, I watched one that they did that was like, they took a water jerry can and put like an electric pump on it and wired it through their rear, so they have like a rear swing out bumper on the 4Runner, and they mounted it on that, and then they ran a wire through it that's like, has like a plug or something, so like they can take it on and off. They plug it in and like this thing folds up, like this pump, like little faucet folds up, and they just like pull down on the handle and like water comes out. And I was like, oh my God, like I'm sitting here like an idiot pouring water out of a jug and it's leaking everywhere. And like, I'm just making a mess. And these guys have a freaking faucet. So their content is just really down to earth. They always kind of end it too with like bloopers, which is really funny because they just are constantly messing up. But like, I love their dedication to the content. Like they're so real and just down to earth. And like, they're, again, their stuff is so helpful, right? Like it's just really interesting that like anybody can access this content that they're making and you can walk away with it with something that you've learned and then you can apply it to your own stuff. So yeah, I love those guys.
I think I've watched a few of their videos before.
Yeah. They have a lot of subscribers.
Yeah.
They're big.
When I was contemplating like doing a rear, you know, what is it? Shelf, you know, pull out thing. What is it called? A drawer system.
Yeah.
When I was contemplating that, I watched a few of their videos and on them. And yeah, they're so real. Like they're just regular. It's pretty cool.
I love it. Yeah. So what's your next one? Where are we at? You're on your number two, right?
Yeah, number two. So I would say actually two and three are kind of tied. So this is a pretty new channel, actually. I don't know if you've heard of it. Have you heard of
the
Story Till Now?
Yeah. Yeah. Their stuff is so nice, like professional.
Yep.
I was shocked the first time I saw one. It's so good.
Totally. So I'd done some history on their channel because I seen them in my recommended videos and stuff. And I went back a long time ago and they actually been around for a while. I think they just went on like a hiatus or something. And, you know, their older videos, just like all of us, weren't as good. and, you know, recently, I'd say the last month or two, maybe three, they started pumping out these crazy good videos. I mean, like the editing and the cinematography and the music is like, you know, very cinematic. And it feels really cool. And what's cool about them, so, you know, my last channel I talked about it being in Australia. These guys are from Canada, British Columbia area. And so, you know, you can get like context and like see the different environments and, you know, the trees and like the dirt is different and like
all
the, and, you know, the wheeling styles are different. And so the main guy has a Gladiator that he's, you know, totally decked out and he brings some of his buddies along and they got like a, you know, 96 Forerunner or like, and it's just freaking cool to see like, you know, everybody can have a good time. Doesn't matter where you drive.
Yeah.
And they're out there just doing their thing. And, you know, they have, you know, a big tree will fall down and like a big storm will come and it's just really entertaining. I think most of his videos are kind of trip oriented as well. So not a ton of like gear reviews and things. But he's somebody that's been blowing up recently.
Yeah. That's the only reason I've heard of him is the same thing. Like I've seen him like, just when I open up YouTube, it's like the trip till now. And I'm like, what is that? And then I watched a few and exactly what you said, where I'm just like, whoa, this is good. Like this is where I can aspire to be in like 5 years or something. Right. They're good.
Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome.
All right. What about you? What's your next one?
All right. So I'm going to say there's a little bit of sour feelings here towards this next guy. So I love his channel and his content is fantastic. But so just like you and I got introduced, right? Like, I think I saw your content and I was like, I just reached out to you, right? And I'm like, hey, I love your stuff. I have a YouTube channel. It's small. I'm trying to grow it. You know, let's talk to each other. Like if there's any way that I can help you, let me know and vice versa. Right. I did the same thing for this guy and I just got ignored, blown off for good reason though. So I think I need to do more research on his channel, but his name is Justin B. McBride and you have to put the B in because he's very specific about that, but his videos are awesome. He's like a super down to earth guy. I think he was part of some group or something before. He was definitely a Toyota guy before. And then he recently switched over to like a Jeep JK. Maybe a JL. I think he has a JL, actually. But he was Toyota forever. You know what I'm talking about?
The orange Jeep?
Yeah. Like orangish red.
You got beard. A beard.
Yep.
I know who he is.
Yeah. Do you know what his history is? Because he used to be Toyota.
He used to be a Toyota. I think he had a Tacoma, and then he got a Jeep, a JL.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but his videos are just, he's tried everything. And I love that he's like willing to try. He's at like 10,000 ish subs. So like he probably started even a couple months behind me, but like, again, I think he was related to he was on some other channel and he goes to a ton of expos and he knows a ton of people in real life. But his videos are just fun. And he's tried like daily videos. And then he was like, nah, this sucks. I'm not doing it. And he gave up on that. he's done like cool like interviews of people. He's like gone to, you know, different businesses and interviewed those people. He's gone to expos and done stuff on that. He does a lot of stuff around. I think now he's either sponsored or he has just gear getting thrown at him because like he's constantly comparing like all this expensive gear, which that pulls me away a little bit just because I'm like, well, I'll never have 6,000 watt power banks to choose from, right? But it's helpful. Like the information is great. And again, he's like a super just laid back, cool dude. And I just like, I mean, he does such a great job of shooting. Like he's clearly has some sort of background in like videography or like just video editing and that sort of stuff. And his videos are fun and the music is great. And it's, so it's just every time one of those videos pop up, I watch it. Cause I'm just like, man, I want to learn, right? Like I want to see the right way to make stuff interesting. That's boring. Like sometimes he just does boring. So he did one where he was replacing like a gas cap or something. It was like 7 minutes long and I watched the whole thing. Cause I was just like, it was like, he switched the camera up a bunch of ways and he would break it up and talk about stuff and be funny. And I was like, oh, that's really interesting. So
I just watched a video on, what was it? Hard shell versus soft shell rooftop tents. I think that's what he did. Something about the new rooftop tent he was on. He was using.
Yeah,
he's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah. So yeah, I like his channel. I think he's interesting. And I like his like intros great. Like I aspire to a lot of the stuff that he's got. So, yeah. So what's your third one?
All right. So my third one, like I said, it's probably tied with the second one. I mentioned the story till now. So this last one or this next one is Dirt Lifestyle. Have you heard of that, Fletch?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So he started off kind of doing wheeling videos. So he had like a Jeep TJ, and that's how I found him, right? Because I have a Jeep TJ. And I found him, and he had like this crazy cool, he put a turbo diesel from a Volkswagen in it and threw 40s on it. And it's strictly like a crawler. And, you know, I was like, wow, this is a sick build. Like he did everything himself. You know, this guy knows what he's talking about, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of loosely followed him for a while because I was like, you know, I'm not going to have a rock crawler or anything. It's just entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
Vehicle I do. So, I just kind of loosely followed him for a while. And then he started to get into overlanding. I think he bought a Land Rover. And then let's see, he bought like an old Jeep truck, and a few other like little, you know, rigs. And, he was making like custom roof racks and he's a really good welder.
Cool. Nice.
And yeah, he was making all these custom things for it. And like, he made a aluminum, like a tailgate table for his Land Rover and just had some cool DIY stuff. The DIY on his level was much higher than the guy. Like, I mean, he was
not exploding water bottles.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he was welding like aluminum, you know, and like
just
beautiful. And he has some videos like how to weld and things like that. And so really knows what he's talking about. And, you know, I've learned like DIY stuff from him, but also just am entertained from his trip videos. You know, he does those gnarly, rock crawling trails. And cool. So his channel's from the Pacific Northwest. So kind of similar to British Columbia, Canada in a way.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, he's really been taken off too. Now I think he has around 70 or 80,000 subscribers. So he's starting to really kill it. And he may have more than that now, but, yeah, I've been following him and it's cool to see how he's transitioned from like totally being off-road and rock crawler to overland. I think everyone's kind of doing that. They're like, oh, I can put a tent on this and then it's sweet.
Right. Good to go.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think he's a really cool, a very relatable guy. And, you know, just by his work, you can tell he knows what he's talking about, which is comforting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Sweet.
Yeah. What about
you? That's cool. Well, that's, if you were watching the document, I just changed my fourth one, but, the relatable thing that you're talking about is exactly why I like this channel. So have you heard of Primal Off-Road?
No.
Seen that guy?
I've heard of Primal Outdoor channel.
What is it?
Primal Outdoor channel.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. Primal Outdoor. Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. Sorry. I called it the wrong thing, but you know what I'm talking about. I told you I just changed it.
Yeah.
But that dude is just so fun, right? Like, and he's so cinematic. Like, he's just like a dude by himself in the middle of nowhere with two dogs.
Yep.
And like, everything is like slow-mo snow falling and stuff. And I'm just like, oh, I'm just constantly amazed by it because like the content's really good, really interesting. But he's also just like a down-to-earth, like salt of the earth kind of dude. And he does a lot of stuff around like answering questions that people have posed in comments. And like, I love that he like takes the time because he has like bajillions of followers. I mean, I don't think it's that much, but he has like a couple hundred thousand probably or something subscribers and just gets hundreds of thousands of views on all his videos. And I also like, I think that I heard this and I don't know how accurate it is, but that like, he like took on Overlanding like after he got divorced or something and like just like restarted his life doing this thing. And I love the idea of like, I love that he took that with a grain of salt and then like turned it into something that would pay him to do something that he loves, right? So like, he just like dropped everything, went out to the woods. And like, don't get me wrong, like I love my wife and my kids, I'm not talking about that, but like, I do love that romantic idea of like, just like being out there. And then especially if you can just create cool content and people love it to the point where it can pay for you to be able to do that full time is sick. So, and his videos are great and his content's really good and his dogs are cute. So, you know, it's win, 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 win.
So from what I know about him, he's a photographer. He's done that professionally for a long time. And he just kind of decided to sort of take that on the road and fell into videography. And yeah, like you said, like his stuff is so cinematic. Like, dude, a video has never wanted me or made me want like to have whiskey by a fire so much. Like, he just like slow motion. Like, yeah, like you said, the snow's falling. He's pouring his whiskey. It's like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, right. Like, I don't even care if it's June in Indiana. I'm just gonna go like make some fake snow and like sit under an awning and drink whiskey. Yeah. Yep. So that's my fourth. What's your next one?
Yeah. So my next one is probably most of you people watching or listening to this will know, it's Trail Recon. I'm sure you know this, Fletch, right?
Yeah.
I know
that too.
I mean, if you type in like Jeep Overland, like, you know, it's his channel everywhere.
Oh yeah.
I like his channel. It's not my favorite. Just to be honest, it's not my favorite, but I
he'll never watch this, so you're fine.
he's definitely, if you guys don't know, I'm sure you do though, but he's definitely a Jeep loyalist. Like, everything he has is Jeep. His son has Jeep, wife has a Jeep. It's super cool. You know, he does different builds and, you know, he's just exploding and he's doing his thing and it's awesome. So he lives out west, I think in California or something. So you know, this channel is all about the West Coast wheeling. And so it's very different from where I am. I'm in, you know, dense woods and mud and water crossings and stuff. And he's in really dry desert, you know, rocks and things. And so that's cool to watch and to learn, you know, from his perspective of what the wheeling is like out there. So, you know, you get a little bit of everything with his channel. You get all the mods, you get, you know, a lot of cooking from one of his buddies is on there. Overland X, I think his name, Marco.
Yeah.
Dude, he makes some killer food.
Yeah.
Killer food on the trail. Like, just stuff you would order at a gourmet restaurant. He's just out there, you know, in the middle of the trail making this stuff. And so it's cool to see that on the channel. And he's got, what else has he got? Like, you know, all things like communication and you know, this is the radios that are good or just every single thing you can imagine. What I don't see from his channel a lot is DIY stuff. Not that that's a bad thing. It's just, you know, this is kind of like to me, if you have the money, watch this channel.
Right. Yep.
But yeah, I get on his channel and I dream a lot. Like, he's the coolest Gladiator, the coolest JK, you know, his son's got a TJ, you know, it's really cool. So, I've been liking to see how his channel has evolved and grown. Cause he gets a vehicle like pretty frequently now. seems like. But yeah, that's mine.
Cool. So my last one is, one of the smaller guys, but I randomly, I kid you not, similar to like the story of how I kind of like found your channel, just like, hey dude, what's up? You want to chat? Like, let's be friends. Let's be internet friends. These guys, I think I saw like their first video ever. And I was like, wow, like that. I went to their channel. I'm like, you have one video, bro. And like, even in the description, they were kind of like self-deprecating. They're like, oh, I made a video. And it was like, just breathtaking. Like the cinematography, the videography, the pictures they take. The dude takes so much time. So the guy that makes the video's name is Ben Senning. And I've talked to him a number of times, like virtually, like online. And he's so talented and super like shy about it, but he makes really cool stuff. Like they're actually, their channel is smaller than mine, which is mind boggling to me because their stuff is like from a cinematography and like videography standpoint, like way higher quality than my stuff, just to be honest. But they make some epic trips. They're like a few friends that like quit their jobs and started a company where they do exactly what you said. I don't remember if it's in this episode or a previous one, but where they like lead adventures, right? Like they have like 8 or 10 trips they take a year and they sign up 10 or 20 rigs and they lead them. And, you know, you pay a few hundred bucks and you go on this, like these amazing journeys to like, they did one that was like a private land that they got permission to go to. And you literally climb to the top of this mountain and it was like an old abandoned, like Cold War Air Force, like base, like with like radar towers and stuff, wow. But like totally abandoned. And they got to camp up there. And like, because they're so cinematic, they release like trailers and they're like, I feel like I'm like watching like a movie trailer. Like it's just, it's got the glitch effects and like the awesome, like epic music. And like their stuff is so good. And they're just like, they're just cool down to earth folks with families that love overlanding to the point where they literally said, I'm going to do it full time. And by the way, I guess we should make videos because that's what overlanders do now. Right. And they started and they're just epic. So again, thinking of like the smaller guys, the guys that deserve more attention, these guys are definitely up there. So they're cool channel for sure. What about yours? You have one more left, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I do. Like these guys too.
Yeah. So I might actually break the rules and do a little bit of a sixth or an honorable.
Yeah, no, go for it. There's no rules here.
Okay. So yeah. what I have on the list is Mountain State Overland. So I don't know if you guys have heard of that, but they're a really cool group of guys from the East Coast. I think they're in Virginia. So if you've noticed so far, you know, of the channels I've listed, like I'm really all over the place of like, you know, where these channels are from, like Australia, Canada, West Coast, East Coast. And I think like having the culmination of all that knowledge and media is like, you know, makes you a better overlander. Like you understand different terrains and different ideas and philosophies and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, so to speak to the Mountain State Overland guys, like they're kind of back to that, you know, raw attitude, just kind of hanging out with your boys, you know, philosophy. And they have some really good, what I like watching from them is their build videos. So when they'll build a 4Runner or a Jeep or a Tacoma, and they document it into like multiple videos. Yeah. And sometimes when I'm like wishing or dreaming, I'll just binge watch like all those builds. And it's like, dude, this is so great. You know, when I don't want to watch a trip video or whatever, I'll, you know, dig into those videos. And it's so cool to see those. But they do trip videos that are cool. And, you know, they partner with like, what is it? Blue Ridge Overland or Blue.
Yeah. Blue Ridge Overland Gear.
Yeah. They're really cool. Yeah, so on the honorable mention is a channel called Venture 4-Wheel Drive. So there's a guy named Chris, and his channel is very vlog style. So he's out there doing it, right? He is day in and day out overlanding. He's, you know, he doesn't have a home. He's going across the entire country, and he's filming his experience. And, you know, that, you know, I think a lot of people are like, man, I could do that. You know, man, I'd love the van life, or man, I'd love, you know, to do that full time. And I think it'd be like a select few who would actually have the strength and courage to do that. So he kind of like shows you day in and day out, like I said, what he does. And it's cool to see all the behind the scenes and the backstory and like, hey, I'm driving to Canada today and I got stopped by, or, I don't know, a coyote or like... to see these like cool experiences that are very cool. And Chris is like the chillest, like just, you know, he's not a character. He's just kind of plain and relatable. So I really like watching him. He's cool. He documents, you know, all his stuff very well.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's my last one.
Sweet. All right, guys. Well, that was our show. You know, I'm sure this is going to be a heated topic. Like, people are going to have their own opinions about what their favorite channels are. So we definitely want to hear from you guys. Like, post up down in the comments. Let us know what you think. It was hard for us, right, Grant, to just like pick those five or six in your case, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So it was kind of tough. But we'd love to hear from you guys in the comments. We'd love to hear from you on social posts or wherever we post this up. So definitely let us know, you know, what you think your favorite channels are and why you like them. And, you know, thanks in advance from me and Grant for watching, and we'll see you guys next time.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So that was our show. Again, that was our top five picks from Arkansas Off-Road and all things overlanding. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope it was a good time. But if you guys have differing opinions and if you have another channel that you think should have made the list, post up in the comments below and let me know what you think it is. I'd love to hear from you because I'm always trying to find new content, right? I'm always trying to find new channels to watch, new people to hang out with, new people to meet. So post up down below and let me know. And if you're new to the channel and you don't know already, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I have a website, allthingsoverlanding.com. Just go search All Things Overlanding. Major podcast channels, I'm there too. If you're listening on the podcast, I'm on YouTube. Come over to YouTube and search All Things Overlanding. But join the conversation wherever you guys would like, because I'd love to talk to you. So thanks again for listening, and thanks to Grant for, you know, hanging out with me again. And we will see you guys next time.